这个回家真好。
It was a great opportunity for me to visit my home.
两个星期到中国去旅行。
Traveling to China for 2 weeks.
然后有中间一个星期去了贵州。
And I spent 1 week in 贵州。
这次到中国去，感觉很好。
This time when I visited, I felt really great.
感觉到的确中国的经济在发展了。
I felt that China was really developing.
百姓的素质提高了。
The quality of the culture of the citizens was improving.
好像大家都很兴奋。
And everyone was really excited.
我自己也很兴奋。
And I was also excited.
然而在这个兴奋之余的时候，
However, when I was being excited,
我也跟不少的人去谈话。
I was conversing with many of the people.
当我跟这些人，特别是有一些社会地位、有一些经济能力的人谈话的时候，
And especially when I spoke to people with social standing and economic power,
我就发现很多人的内心里边却是很空虚的。
I noticed that they were very empty in their heart.
我有一个同学，
I had a former classmate.
应该是因为他可能听到我的讲道啊，因为咱们的录音他们都在听。这个应该是社会上很有成就的。
So someone with some great achievements in society.
那么现在呢，也接近要退休的年龄。
And he is approaching retirement age.
他突然感觉到自己忙活了一辈子，到底为什么呢？
And suddenly he is confused as to why he was so busy his whole life.
现在他已经不再愁钱了。
And now he is not pursuing money anymore.
那么可是呢，他却不知道人生的下半部分我到底应该怎么样活。
However, he doesn't know how he should live the remainder of his life.
我们有机会跟他们稍微讲一点福音的问题。
And we had the opportunity to share the gospel with him.
我没有想到他们是那么积极的想要了解。
I didn't realize that they were so excited to understand.
我觉得像他这样有成就的人，
I thought someone with so many achievements like him.
他肯定会觉得自己很骄傲，觉得哎呀，肯定他会拒绝的。
He would be very arrogant and would reject the gospel.
可是呢，实际上他很渴望。
However, he really desired it.
这个使我感觉到在中国待的时间太短了。
And this caused me to feel like I did not have enough time in China.
没有更多的时间来跟他们来传讲。
I didn't have enough time to share with everyone.
那么当我到了贵州，
And when I went to 贵州，
我有机会接触了贵州的苗族的少数民族的人。
I had the opportunity to meet some of the indigenous peoples there.
那么这个苗族人非常热情。
And these people are very 热情， very
他们很热情，很
energetic，
不是很 energetic， 很好客，很 friendly， 很hospitality， 对，就是 yeah,
friendly,
welcome people,
very hospitable.
Yeah, 很欢迎人啊，他们唱真的是唱这个那个叫山歌还是叫民歌啊。就是在马路上吃饭，你看到他们的苗族人在一起，他们就在那唱了啊。
So when you're eating, you can see them singing and you can feel their energy and their hospitality.
后来我们有机会去访问一个叫西江千户苗寨。
And we had the opportunity to go and visit one of their villages.
现在呢，中国政府的确很厉害。
Now we recognize the power of the Chinese government.
我们从我们住的地方到这个苗寨，我们去看苗寨的那个住的地方是高速公路。
Between this very isolated village and where we were living, there were highways.
这个高速公路呢，要经过很多很多的山。
And the highways had to go through many mountain ranges.
他说以前的时候都是那个环山公路。
And before it would be the winding freeway.
因为贵州这个地方叫地无三寸平。
Because the land in 贵州 is very hilly.
然后天无三日晴。
And the weather is very unpredictable.
翻译得很好啊。 所以我们真正感受到了那种情况。
And so we really felt the harshness of the conditions.
以前的时候呢，是人无三分银。
Before that, it was very unpopulated.
人无三分银就是口袋里边没有钱的。
The people were very poor.
可是现在呢，贵州人挺有钱的。
But now that they are quite wealthy.
我们到了贵州的苗寨。
And we visited one of their villages.
等会儿你看到他的图画，那苗寨里边的建筑都非常的现代化。
And you will see that their buildings are quite modern.
他们表面上看起来还是用的是传统的建筑的格式。
On the surface, they still seem to use the traditional building styles.
可是你一进去，你一看它里边的这个内装饰都是非常现代化。
But when you go in, you can see that their furnishing is very modern.
我们去的时候走的那条高速公路。
On the freeway that we went in.
我不知道有多远，但是开起来挺远的。
It was quite far.
四十多个隧道，经过四十多个这个 tunnels。
There were about 40 tunnels.
这个然后就是出了 tunnel 就是 bridge， 就从这个隧道里边出来就是桥梁，隧道桥梁。从山中间走过去。
And so we passed through the mountains and valleys by a series of tunnels and bridges.
而且贵州是县县通高速公路，每一个县都通高速公路的。
And there are freeways between all of the major locations there.
这个，所以他们的经济的发展蛮好的。
And so the economic growth is quite amazing.
那么我们去了他们的苗寨。
And we visited this town.
就看他们的一个演出。
To see a performance.
好，我们现在看一看这些照片。
We'll have a look at the photos.
这个就是他们的苗寨。
This is the village.
你看到下边有一个桥。
You can see a bridge there.
桥上面有一个亭子。
And on the bridge is.
这个叫做风雨桥。
A covering. It is called a wind and rain bridge.
Yeah, 就是当他们去做工的时候。
So that when they go to do their work.
如果他们下雨了。
If it's raining.
他们就到这个风雨桥上来避雨。
They can shelter under this bridge.
这个你看他们的这个后边的房子。
You can see the buildings behind.
这就是村民的房子。
These are the buildings for the villages.
你看到这个房子的建筑。
You can see that the architecture.
都是相当讲究的。
Is quite intricate.
也很大。
And quite big.
这个如果你进了他们家里面。
When you go inside.
你发现每一个窗户外面都有空调。
You see that there's an air conditioner in every room.
其实这个贵州的气候非常好。
Actually, the climate in Guizhou is quite nice.
冬天不会太冷，夏天也不会太热。
It's not too hot or too cold.
可是他们还是家家户户都放空调。
However, they all have air conditioners.
其实贵州的这个气候不错的，这个空气质量不错的。
And the air quality is also quite nice.
家家户户都有。空气滤清的设备。
But every house has air fresheners.
里面装修的都非常的先进。
It's quite modern inside.
下一个。这也是就是西江苗寨的一条河。
This is a river in the going through the village.
这个照片看得不清，其实下面的水非常的干净。
You can see that the water is quite clear.
这个很清的，这个环境非常美的。
That is quite beautiful.
好，下一个。那么这个是他们的演出。
This is the performance we went to see.
据说这个剧院是根据张艺谋的设计的思想来设计的。
Apparently it was built according to.张艺谋。
Yeah, 这个你看上去好像，其实他那个剧院是很大的。
Quite a famous film director, and you may be able to see that the stage is quite big.
那么这里边有三组人。
And there are three types of people on stage.
那么正面这个后面的那个坐下的那些人。
You can see the people seated in the middle.
好，下一个就是这些人。
These guys.
那么这些人是他们的苗寨的寨主。
They are the landlords.
都是长老级别的。
They're all elders.
他们怎么说呢？就是这些苗寨的领袖。
They are the leaders of the village.
好，下一张。就是在这边的这些男人。
These are the men you can see on the left.
是每一个这个苗寨里边的主要家族的族长。
They are the eldest children of all of the major families in the village.
他们都是很尊敬的面对他们的等于说是寨主这样的人。
And they quite respectfully face the landowners.
那么下一张。这边你看都是女人。
And now you can see the women.
苗族是古代的时候是母系的社会。
In this clan historically was a matriarchal society.
所以女人在他们的这个族系里边是非常有地位的。
And so the women had quite high status amongst them.
所以这些就是一些女家长。
You can see they are the female family leaders.
他们也坐在这个台的上面。
And they also sit on the stage.
他们都是面对着那个长老的位置。
And they all face the elders.
然后呢，苗族是一种没有文字的语言。
And their language does not have writing.
他们这个族，靠着他们的这个长老管理的这个系统来维系的。
And so their society relies on the leadership of the elders.
那么刚才我们看到的那个再往后退两张，再一张，这个站起来的这个留胡子的这个人。
We can see one man standing in the middle.
那么他呢是一个新的寨主。
And so he is a newly elected elder.
他不是选举的，他是世袭的，就是他是这个苗寨里边的这个主人的儿子，就是他。
So he is freshly inherited the position of being an elder.
那么他们在讲述他们整个这个苗族的历史。
And so they are speaking of the history of their clan.
是要背一首歌。
Which is to memorize a certain song.
那么他们要把从头他们的历史要讲下来。
And they must recite the entire history of their people.
那么这个歌的开头唱什么呢？
And what is at the beginning of this song?
他们就唱给我们听了。
And so they sang for us.
我们继续往下看。再下一页。好，这个后边的那一个拱形的那个屏幕上面。
On the screen you can see at the back.
那么大概的打出来，他们唱了这首歌，他只是那个歌要唱一个多星期的。
It roughly translates the contents of their song, which can take up to 1 week to recite.
他们要把这个歌从头要背到底。
And they must recite the entire song.
把他们整个苗族的历史全部唱下来。
And share the entire history of their clan.
所以他们这个寨主就要把这个歌全部背过。
And so these elders must memorize this song.
那么今天呢，就是我们去的时候，他说他只是唱头几句话。
And when we went, they were singing the beginning.
那么他们就把他是用苗语唱的，那么他就是后边的那个黄颜色的字呢，就是把他这个歌词的大意给他翻译一下。
And so since they sing in their own language, at the back there is a rough translation for the audience.
这个其实这个歌词是什么呢？是一个问题一个答案，一个问题一个答案。
The style of the song is in question and response.
第一句话说问谁造了人类。
The first question is question.Who created mankind?
所以我就把这个下边这个答这边照下来了。
And so I took a photo of the response.
下边能看见吗？是谁造了人类？他说是蝴蝶妈妈造了人类。
And we can see it says.
哎呀，我一看到这个，我说他一出来这个字的时候说，问歌词大意啊，谁造了人类？我得赶紧照相，照相机打开。本来我没大想照相的啊，我想表演就算了，赶紧打开照。结果第一个问题已经过了，这是我拍的第一个照片。原来答出来是蝴蝶妈妈造了人类。
When I took the photo of why the response to who created mankind, it says, the butterfly mother.
我不知道弟兄姊妹看了这个有什么感受。
I don't know how you feel when you see this.
然后下边又问。
And the next question.
是谁创造了苗族的历史？下一页。
Who created the 苗 clan?
是吧？这个答是蚩尤造了苗族的历史。
蚩尤是什么？
蚩尤是一个人啊，传说当中的一个人。
So the man who created the clan is a man called 蚩尤。
所以创造了苗族的历史。
He created their history.
然后下边一个问题是，是谁创造了我们每天吃到的粮食？
The next question is who provided our everyday food?
下边说就挡住了啊，是我们辛勤的双手创造了粮食。
And the response is
是辛勤的双手创造了粮食。
辛勤的，
这是 hard working hand,
our hard work,
our hard work hand 啊，这个创造了粮食。然后下边是谁创造了我们的语言和财富？
And who created our language and our wealth?
下边说是智慧的人类创造了我们的语言和财富。
It is the wise people of humanity who created language and wealth.
下一页啊，然后呢，这是江西千户苗寨，然后他们就在，其实他们的跳舞是一个敬拜。
And then you can see at the back the name of their estate, the land, and they were worshipped by dancing.
然后你看后边有三个女的，头上戴着一个银质的帽子。
And you can see three females wearing fancy headdresses in the center at the back.
你知道他们那身衣服价值多少钱吗？
Can you guess the value of their outfit?
25万人民币。
250,000 yen.
25万人民币。他那个头上的那个全部是银的。
The headdress is entirely made out of silver.
然后他的身上就是苗族人特别看重银子。
Their clan highly values silver.
然后他这个身上的那个前边这都是银的。
And all of their decorations are made out of silver.
然后他下边的那个裙子的那是牦牛的毛织成的。
And the skirt is made out of ox hair,
一种特别的牛的毛。
A very specific type of fabric.
然后有一种特别的这个染料来染的。
And a very particular type of dye to color.
当然一般的人去穿上他那套服装那都是假的。
If anybody else wears it, then there is no significance.
那么他这个是真的。
But this is the real one.
而且他们这个是世世代代传下来。
And this has been passed down through generations.
很多很多几百年，可能他说都穿不坏。
Possibly for hundreds of years.
就是这样的啊。但是他的头上戴的那个东西。
The headdress.
那个是表示一个牛的角。
Represents the horns on a bull.
苗族人是拜。牛。
Because this clan worships the bull.
大概是因为牛能够耕种吧。
Possibly because the bull is hardworking.
苗族人崇拜各种各样的，他们认为各种各样的东西里边都有灵。
This clan believes that there are spirits in many things.
举一个很简单的例子。
I'll give you an example.
他们认为公鸡是神。
They believe that the rooster is a god.
所以。每天早晨公鸡要按时打鸣。
And every morning the rooster will crow at the same time.
这就表示神在呼召他们起来工作了。
It represents God is calling them to their work.
那么如果万一这个公鸡打鸣的时间不对了。
However, if the rooster crows at the wrong time,
比方说这个天还没亮，这个公鸡就打鸣了。
For example, if it crows before the sun comes up,
或者天已经亮了，公鸡还没打鸣。
Or if it waits too long,
你知道他们怎么办吗？
What will they do?
他们就认为这个公鸡已经中了邪了。
They will think that the rooster has been demon possessed.
所以它不能再成为我们的这个。就是引导我们每天起来工作的神了。
And so it is no longer a god worthy of leading us.
所以他们全村的人都要起来祈祷。
And so the entire village will pray together.
然后他们就要把这个公鸡拿到一个十字路口上去。
And they will take the rooster to a crossroads.
然后他们就跳舞。
And they will dance.
然后就把这个公鸡的头剁掉。
And they will kill the rooster.
然后呢，就是把这个血要洒在这个十字路口上。
And they will spread the blood on the intersection.
然后就祈求他们认为的神灵。
And pray to their gods.
再给他们一个 就是能够引领他们的攻击。
To give them a new rooster to lead them.
能够不至于让他们走错路。
So that they will not be led astray.
所以这个就是他们的信仰。
And this is their belief.
苗族人大部分的个子都很矮。
The Miao clan are all quite short.
大概女孩子平均一米四。
An average of 140 centimeters amongst the girls.
男孩子大概在平均一米六到一米六五这样的。
And about roughly 160 centimeters for the male.
所以平均人大概就是都是这样高高的。
About this tall.
长得是很漂亮的。
Even if they are quite attractive.
可是等会儿你要是看仔细看他这个坐在台上的那些长老们。
But if you look carefully at the elders.
没有那种尊贵的形象在他们的脸上。
They don't have that sign of honor.
个个苦大仇深。个个这个就脸上这个看上去就是皱皱的那个黑不溜秋的就是你就感觉不到他们那种的就长老的那个尊贵。除了他的那个服装之外
apart from their costume, you don't really get a sense of honor from their appearance.
所以我们就看到他们的心灵的捆绑。
And you can see that their hearts are constricted.
生活在恐惧的里面。
And they live in fear.
所以这么大一个苗寨。
Such a large estate.
多少年的历史。
With so many years of history.
他们按时候就来敬拜了。
And at the regular time, they come to worship.
你看看那些，就是刚才这个照片啊。
Let's have a look at this image.
啊，就是这些老人。
These elders.
你这样看起来还好一点啊。你真的你近看的时候，真的很可怜他们的脸。
If you look at them closely, you may pity them.
因为他们，我们相信面相由心生嘛。
Because we believe that from their face you can see someone's heart.
大概一个人三四十岁之前的时候，他的形象是爹妈给的。
Before they are 30 years old, they look like their parents.
那么到了这个年龄的时候，那就是你自己的内心塑造了你自己的形象。
But when you get to this age, your heart shows on your face.
所以你就看到这些人的内心是多么的不释放。
And you can see how constricted and restricted their hearts are.
多么样的没有平安。
How unpeaceful they are.
多么样的没有盼望。
How without hope they are.
所以当我们看到他们经济发展的时候。
And so when we see that the economy is growing.
建造了那么漂亮、那么伟大的这个表演的场地。
And they have constructed such a beautiful stage.
整个我们看到他们的生活真的是提高了那么多了。
We can see that their quality of life has really risen.
可是他们的内心呢？
But their inner hearts
还在相信人类是由蝴蝶妈妈生的。
Continue to believe that mankind is born of the butterfly mother.
他们的内心还在相信一个公鸡能够带领他们每一天的生活。
They believe that a rooster can lead their everyday life.
他们敬拜的时候还是要用一个牛来作为他们敬拜的对象。
And when they worship, they must worship the bull.
所以你就看到整个一个民族在一个无知的捆绑的里面。
You can see that the clan is restricted by their ignorance.
真实的上帝他们不知道。
They do not recognize the true God.
真实的生命之道，他们不知道。
They do not recognize the way of life.
他们世世代代就这样生活在那样的一个黑暗的恐惧的那个历史的里面。
From generation to generation, they have lived a history of darkness.
那么，当我看到这些东西的时候
，When I see these things,
我心里边有一个很大的沉重。
I was very
heavy burden in my heart.
Burden on my heart.
那么，就好像当年。以赛亚在圣殿里边遇见上帝的时候，上帝所说的那句话。
Like when Isaiah met God in the temple.
上帝在那里说一句话。
Isaiah heard God say.
他说谁肯为我去呢
？God said, "Who should I send?"
所以在那时候，我心里边我就感觉这么大一个民族。
At that time, I felt such a great people.
生活长期生活在这种无知的黑暗里头。
They live in this state of ignorance.
谁去把真理带给他们呢
？Who should bring the truth to them?
那么，当我们看到中国现在经济在蒸蒸日上的时候
，When we see that the economy of China is growing every day，
你也看到人的生活在一天天的改变。
You see that people's lives are changing。
可是他们的内心空虚
，But their hearts are empty。
他们自己也承认他们信仰危机
，And they know that they have a crisis of faith。
这个信仰危机 信仰危机应该翻译成什么？
信仰危机 ，their
就是他们知道他们的信仰出了问题了。
They know that there's something wrong with their beliefs.
那么这个信仰我们知道，信仰就是我们与至高者的关系。
And we know that belief is your relationship with the God, with God.
With the most highest. 因为他们只有认识上帝。
Because only by recognizing God.
然后知道他的法则。
And understanding his law.
然后知道他的救赎。
And understanding his salvation.
然后人的心才会得到满足。
Can people's hearts be fulfilled?
然后人才有路可走。
And we have a path to walk.
然后人才有原则可遵循。
And we have principles to follow.
那么当时在以色列的历史上。
In the history of the Israelites.
就是今天我们所读的何西阿书。
From the passage we read from the book of Hosea.
那么何西阿书一开始的时候就介绍了何西阿这个作者的背景。
At the beginning of the book of Hosea, his background is introduced.
那是在以色列王，耶罗波安，在位的时候。
In the time of King Jeroboam.
那么那是耶罗波安二世。
It was Jeroboam the second.
那么那个，就是大约在公元前750年这个时间。
Roughly B.C. 760.
那么我们知道以色列灭亡是公元前720年。
And we know that Israel was destroyed in B.C. 720.
那么也就是说，何西阿先知，发预言的时候。
That is to say that when Hosea was prophesying.
离到以色列最后被亚述消灭，只有二三十年的时间。
It was about 30 years from when Israel was to be destroyed by the Assyrians.
但是根据以色列的历史。
However, by the history.
这个，耶罗波安二世在位的时候，
While Jeroboam the second was king,
是以色列在经济上、军事上最发达的时候。
It was when Israel was at its most powerful economically and military.
咱们人有一个将近死亡之前的一个现象。
Sometimes there's a certain occurrence that will happen amongst people when they are near to their death.
这个它很难翻译的，这个叫回光返照。
Reflecting on their past glory.
这个我不知道你们听英文的能不能听懂啊？其实就是人将近死之前的时候
，is that when one is approaching the end of their life，
他病得很严重了
，when they are intensely sick，
突然间有几天他特别好
，suddenly they may recover，
就是 it looks very well at that certain few days，
for a few days they may seem to be very well。
然后很快他就死掉了。
And then they will die.
然后就是在那个他感觉特别好的那个时间。
And in this short period when they are feeling very well.
那么那个就叫做回光返照的时间。就好像他的 light shining back. The very short term, short time.
It is like a very brief light shining back.
所以翻译很不容易啊。我们知道这个意思啊，就是以色列在将近灭亡之前的时候。
And just like that, when Israel was facing its destruction,
好像上帝也给他们一个好像很兴旺的一个时间。
God gave them a period of great power.
但是在那个时间过后，很快以色列就灭亡了。
But after this, Israel was very quickly destroyed.
那么在何西阿书第四章的一开始，
And in the book of Hosea chapter 4 we see
就描述了当时的社会的状况。
We see a description of what the Israelite community was like.
说地上没有诚实了。
He said there is no faithfulness.
没有良善。
No love.
没有人认识神。
No acknowledgement of God.
这个但其假事。
There is only cursing.
不见其假事，他们你看第四章第二节。他们起假誓啊，然后不见前言，杀害、偷盗、奸淫、行强暴、杀人流血，接连不断。
There's only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed.
那么这里边描述的这几件事
we can see that the events described here
是我们看到了中国现实的情况。
Can let us see what China is like today.
我去了苗族的山寨。
When I visited this village,
我也去过苗族的普通的那个地方的跟苗族人打交道。
I had some conversation with some regular folk there.
在不同的苗族的地方，在不同苗族的地方。
In many places throughout this area.
那么当我到了普通的苗族的地方的那个地方时候
，And when I went to the regular people,
我发现那苗族人很朴实。
I noticed that they were very frugal.
他们很朴实，就很诚实，很 honest, 很 nice.
They were very sincere.
但是到了这个山寨，到了这个千户苗寨的时候
，However, when I went to the very wealthy estate,
因为那个地方是一个旅游点
，because it was a tourist location,
那个地方的几乎每个人都在做生意
，everyone was doing business.
然后你在跟他们打交道的时候
，and when you converse with them,
你就发现很少有诚实的人了
，you see that there's no more honesty.
什么东西都要给你做生意做买卖了
，everything is for the purpose of their sales.
所以当经济发展的时候
，and so when we see that the economy is booming,
而人的内心没有跟他的这个经济的发展。是同时要起来的时候
，But when people's own hearts do not grow together with their growth，
就产生了耶罗波安时代的以色列现象。
We see a situation similar to the reign of Jeroboam，
那就是经济发展
，And that is that the economy grows，
国家的实力强大
，The country becomes more powerful，
可是道德败坏
，But the morals will degrade，
是不是我们今天中国的情况是不是这个情况呢
？Is this what China is like today？
今天中国最严重的问题
，Today the most severe problem in China
就是诚实
，is honesty。
人心里面没有诚实
，there is no honesty。
什么地方都可能被欺骗
，you can be tricked anywhere。
这个现在中国付钱很现代化，付钱就是支付 pay money。They use very very modern way to pay money。
They have very modern methods of payments.
Yeah, 连街上的小商贩
even the street vendors.
没有带钱吗
？If you don't bring your money,
没有问题，拿一块二维码出来，手机一照就付钱了。
You can pay with your phone.
以前的时候我还没见过。
I have never seen this device before.
这次回去发现，哦，原来在餐馆吃饭，马路上小摊贩买点东西，手机二维码，噗一照就付钱了。
Even the street vendors will have the
手机上的二维码。
The PayPal machine.
Yeah.
The tap and touch thingy. Yeah.
Yeah. 一扫描就钱就付了。
You can pay very conveniently.
手机上这个你存上钱以后就是，哇！我说这个太方便了。
It's so convenient.
他说也给骗子方便。
It's also convenient for the conners.
现在就是用手机诈骗的事情层出不穷。
And so now there's the issue of technology.
他们诈骗
of theft.
透过这些现代化的这些电脑啊、手机啊这种东西来欺骗
of using technology to steal.
然后就是。饮食的不安全
，and then the issue of privacy。
我们到了很多甚至很大的餐厅里边去吃饭
，often when we went to some great restaurants，
我们明显的感觉到他用的油的味道是不对。
We noticed that the taste of the oil is strange。
特别是油炸的东西
，especially deep fried，
应该是很清香的
，it should be very very fresh。
可是拿出来吃的时候
，But when you eat it，
基本上没有味道了。
There's no taste。
这个贵州应该是很长寿的地方。
We see that 贵州 the people should be very long lived。
可是现在呢，癌症很多。
But now there's a lot of cancer。
我就跟贵州人说
，And so I asked them。
我说你想吃到这个真正的食物的味道
，If you wanted to taste the true flavor of food，
从现在开始不要吃辣椒了。
Don't eat chilies anymore.
他们吃的辣椒太可怕。
They eat so much chili.
这个一个菜里面，一盘菜里面。
So in one dish.
可以放进去这么一碗辣椒在里头。
There's an entire bowl of chili.
我只要吃一口。
If I eat one mouthful.
我就汗就满头都是了。
I am in much pain.
可他们就是这样哗啦哗啦哗啦这样吃。
However, they will eat it.
他们也辣。
And they are also burning.
这个也出汗。
And sweating.
可是他们能受得了。
However, they can endure it.
我们就受不了。
And we cannot.
可是当他们吃的那么辣的时候。
But when they eat that chili.
那里边用了什么油你根本就吃不出来。
You cannot taste the oil.
所以我说你们贵州人啊。
And so I said to them.
别吃辣了。
Stop eating so much chili.
然后你再尝一尝这个菜原本是什么味道。
And you can taste the original flavor of the dish.
你就知道原来这个里边用的很多的用的材料是不对的。
And you will realize that the ingredients are not healthy.
因为我不吃辣。
Because I personally do not eat chili.
所以他们就把原来的那个原汁原味的东西拿来给我吃了。
And so they bring out the original dish for me.
我就会吃出来他的菜里边的东西放的不对。
And I can taste there's something wrong with the dish.
我就感觉如果连我们吃的东西都不可以信任了。
If we are unable to even believe in the things we eat,
吃的东西不值得信任，表示什么意思
？What does this mean?
表示做菜的人根本不尊重吃饭的人的生命。
It means that the chef does not respect the life of who he is feeding.
如果连我们的食物都可以欺骗的话
，If you can cheat the food,
你想想人还有什么东西可以不欺骗
And is there anything that cannot be cheated?
所以我们不能看到一个社会经济的发展。
And so we cannot judge a society by their economics.
就说这个社会是个好社会。
Even if it is a good society.
就像当年的以色列的情况一样。
Just like Israel during the reign of King Jeroboam.
不能说他的经济的发展。
You cannot judge them by their economy.
这个社会就发展了。这个整个社会就是好社会。
To say that the society is good.
于是神在当时就差遣了这个何西阿先知。到以色列人当中去传讲信息。
And so God sent the prophet Hosea amongst the people of Israel.
可是当这些先知们到以色列人当中去传讲信息的时候
，But when these prophets went to speak to the Israelites,
以色列人高兴吗
？Were the Israelites happy?
他们不高兴。
They were not happy.
他们要么把先知赶走
，Either they would chase, reject the prophet,
要么把先知杀掉。
Or they would kill the prophet.
他们不愿意接受先知们的批评指责。
They are not willing to listen to the rebuke of the prophet.
他们不肯悔改他们的恶行。
They are not willing to repent of their ways.
那么在整个的这个社会现象里面
，And so in this society,
有一个根本的问题。
There is a problem, root problem.
那么这个就是那个社会的祭司。出了问题了。
And that is to say that there's something wrong with the priests.
这个下边说，人都不必争第四节啊，人都不必争辩，也不必指责。
We see in verse 4, but let no man bring a charge, and let no man accuse another.
因为这民与抗拒祭司的人一样。
For your people are like those who bring charges against the priest.
其实这个在翻译上有一点问题。
It is not very clearly translated into English.
因为中文的翻译受到英文翻译的影响。
And the Chinese translation is actually influenced by the English translation.
其实这里说这个百姓和祭司是一样的。
It is actually to say these people are like the priests.
这个祭司出了什么问题呢？
The problem with the priest
就是抗拒上帝
is to rebel against God.
所以不是抗拒祭司
it is not to bring charges against the priest.
是抗拒上帝的祭司
but to bring charges against the priest of God.
所以下边就是对祭司的指责
and following we see the rebuke on the priests.
这个下边在这个指责的里边说一句话
in this rebuke we see.
他说我必灭绝你的母亲。
He says that I will destroy your mother.
这个中文叫做灭绝。
In Chinese, it is called 灭绝。
和 destroy 还不太一样。
It is not the same as destroy.
Destroy 是毁坏。这个灭绝好像就是斩尽杀绝的那个意思，就是把它。你的母亲嘛，她的妈妈好像要灭她的妈妈，我们读着就读不懂了，怎么叫灭绝她的妈妈呢
？It is a very confusing passage.
那么其实妈妈和我们中国人有相同的意思。
However,
这个 mother is the same meaning with the Chinese language, 就是指的我们的国土，指的我们的土地。
So the mother here may be referring to the motherland.
Yeah, 所以英文也叫 motherland, 是吧？我们的母亲是指的我们的国家。我们的土地
it is your nation and your land.
所以上帝说我要把这个东西都毁掉。
And says, God says, I will destroy even this.
所以这个以色列荒凉了。
And so Israel became desolate.
百姓被掳去了。
The people were carried away into exile.
然后他们的政权被毁，国家政权被毁掉了。
And their national power was destroyed.
那么这一个现象的发生，
And when we see this,
是因为一个很重要的原因。
It is because of a very important reason.
第六节，
In verse 6,
我的民因无知而灭亡。
My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge.
所以无知是人生最不应该发生的一件事。
And so ignorance is a great wrong in human life.
上帝给我们一个头脑。
God gave us a brain.
上帝给我们有生命和时间。
He gave us life, He gave us time.
那么上帝就是要叫我们明白认识真理。
God wants us to understand the truth.
可是我们把大部分的时间花去追求物质的享受。
However, we spend most of our time pursuing delights of the world.
可是我们却不愿意花时间去认识我们关乎生命的真理。
But we are unwilling to go and recognize the roots of truth.
我们中国有很多很多所谓的知识分子。
In China, there are many so-called intellectual elites.
可是他们的知识，
However, their knowledge
只是认识一些物质规则的知识，
is only recognition of certain physical laws.
可是他们对自己的生命毫无知识。
But they are ignorant to their own life.
他们根本不明白人为什么存在。
They do not understand why people exist.
应该怎样生活。
And how they should live.
他们从哪里来往哪里去。
Where they come from and where they go.
他们应该敬畏的对象是谁。
Who should they worship.
所以他们完全不知道这些问题。
And they are ignorant to these issues.
还称自己是知识分子。
And they call themselves the intellectual elites.
我觉得这个是这个时代的悲哀。
I think this is a sadness of this world.
这个在耶罗波安的时代，
in the time of King Jeroboam,
因为那个时代的经济的发展，
because of the economic power of that time,
我们相信那个时代有很多很能干的人。
I'm sure that there were many hardworking people there.
可是圣经却说他们是无知的。
But the scripture says that they were ignorant.
因为他们不知道他们的生命应该遵守的法则。
Because they do not know the laws that should govern their life.
那么他们无知有一个原因，
and there's a reason for their ignorance.
就是他们中间的祭司失职了，
is that their priests do not act properly.
他们的祭司们没有自己好好的认识神的律法，
their priests do not recognize the law of God.
然后他们也不勤奋地去教导耶和华的律法，
and they do not teach the law of God.
所以上帝说你既忘记了我的律法，
and so the Lord says, you have rejected my law.
我也必忘记你，
I will ignore you.
那么到了旧约将近结束的时候，
at the end of the Old Testament,
马拉基书里面，
in the book of Malachi,
上帝再一次提出关于祭司的问题。
Once again, God speaks of the priests.
那么在何西阿书的时候，
at the time of the prophet Hosea,
那是关于北国以色列灭亡之前的光景。
It was just before the destruction of the kingdom of Israel.
那么马拉基的时代，
The Age of Malachi,
是旧约的最后一卷书，
is the very last book in the Old Testament.
是神选择不再向以色列人说话了。
When God decided to no longer speak to the Israelite people.
那么神决定要跟以色列人断绝关系。
God decided to break his relationship with them.
要他们把他们赶散到全世界去。
To spread them throughout the world.
那件事情后来就发生了。
And that later occurred.
这个两千多年，
about 2,000 years ago,
about 2,000 years.
For about 2,000 years,
以色列人被分散到全世界。
The Israelites were scattered throughout the world.
在那里受痛苦。
They suffered.
那么这个是因为圣经上跟我们说，是因为他们在上帝面前的无知而导致的。
The scripture says it is because of their ignorance before God.
而他们的无知是因为他们的祭司没有尽上自己的责任而导致的。
And the ignorance is because their priests did not live up to their responsibility.
那么在旧约的最后一卷书里边，
And we look from the book of Malachi,
神对祭司们说，
God says to the priest,
若我曾与他立生命和平安的约， 这个第二章第五节，
In chapter 2 verse 5, My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace.
那么这个他是指的谁呢？
And who is the him that is referred here?
就是指的亚伦，
It is Aaron.
指的利未族的人
the Levites,
上帝跟他们立了生命和平安的约
a covenant of life and peace.
这个平安不仅仅是指的他们在地上的平安
This peace is not only a peace in the world,
是指的他们和神之间的关系的和好
but a peace that is between them and God.
那个关系的和好才是人在地上生活平安的前提
That relationship between man and God is the requirement for peace.
上帝跟他们立约
God made a covenant with them.
告诉你怎么样能够得到生命，怎么样使这个生命能够平安。
To tell them how they can have life and how they can live a peaceful life.
可是祭司们不再来信靠和传讲见证这些关乎生命和平安的真理了。
But the priests no longer come to testify to this life covenant of life and peace.
第七节这样说。
We read in verse 7.
祭司的嘴里边当存知识，因为人也当由他的口中寻求律法。下边这话，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
We read in verse 7. The lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, and from his mouth men should seek instruction, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty.
所以在这里，首先我们知道祭司是谁。
And so we see who is the priest.
是万军之耶和华的使者
is a messenger of the Lord Almighty.
祭司当做什么
What does the priest do?
当口中存有知识
His mouth should have knowledge.
然后人怎么样认识知道神的法则呢
How can man know the law of God?
这个法则不是指的单单是旧约的律法
Not only the laws of the Old Testament.
是指的上帝创造宇宙万物所命定的那些法则
But all of the principles of God, of creation.
这个包括着道德法则
including morals,
包括着自然的法则
including natural laws.
祭司们当把上帝的旨意，也就是说，能够讲解出来。
The priests are to tell the will of God.
可是第八节却这样说。
However, we see in verse 8.
你们却偏离了正道，使许多人在律法上跌倒。你们既废弃我与利未人所立的约。这是万军之耶和华说的。
We read in verse 8, But you have turned from the way, and by your teaching have caused many to stumble. You have violated the covenant with Levi.
第九节说，所以我使你们被众人藐视，看为下贱。
In verse 9 we see, So I've caused you to be despised and humiliated before all the people.
这就是我们今天的社会的光景。
And this is what society is like today.
今天教会被社会边缘化了。
Today the church has been marginalized by society.
基督徒在社会上不再被人像以前那样的尊重。
And Christians are no longer respected in society.
这个我这一次有机会到潍坊去探访，叫做去访问潍坊的乐道院。
I had an opportunity to go and to visit a 乐道院
在潍坊山东的潍坊
in 潍坊
那么那是曾经1885年由一位美国的宣教士在那里建立的
and so this was established by an American missionary in the 1800s
那么他们本来到中国来宣教的
and they came to for missionary outreach
可是到了中国以后他们发现中国不仅仅是需要福音
But when they came to China, they realized that China not only requires the gospel.
他们说中国需要太多的东西了
But they need too many things.
然后他们就回到美国去找奉献
And so when they returned to America to raise funds.
然后他们找了很多钱回来
And they raised a lot of funds.
然后他们就一个好几万平方米的一块土地他们买下来
And so they bought a piece of land.
然后他们在那里盖教堂
and so they build churches there
然后建医院
they build hospitals
然后建学校
and they build schools
原来我才知道山东省的大学
and I realized that the university in Shandong province
特别是两个最著名的大学
the two most prestigious universities
就是山东大学
Shandong University
还有原来的齐鲁大学
And Qilu University.
他们都是从乐道院那个地方开始训练老师来建立起来的。
They were both established by a staff from this missionary organization.
这个他 他们在当地做了非常非常了不起的工作。
And they did great work in their land.
当时的这个中国人有的很尊敬他们，有的很讨厌他们。
In the past, some people highly respected them and some people highly hated them.
那时候中国人很迷信。
At that time, the Chinese people were very superstitious.
因为当时在乐道院已经成立了外科医院。
Because in that, missionary outreach, they had surgery practices.
他们为那些孤儿来开刀。
They practiced surgery on some of the orphans.
所以他们就是传说说这些洋鬼子是吃人心的。
And so there were superstitions that the foreigners were cannibals.
他们把小孩的肚子切了，然后就挖心挖肺来吃的。
They practiced surgery on the children to eat their organs.
因为有一些小孩经过手术以后还是没有活。
Because some children did not survive surgery.
那么当这些小孩埋葬的时候
，And when they were buried,
他们发现这个身上有刀痕。
They noticed the marks from the surgery.
他们就说这是这些洋人们把他们的内脏吃了。
And so they would claim that the foreigners would devour their organs.
所以到了义和团的时候。
And so until the
这个叫 Boxing Rebel Rebel 的那个时候啊
，the Boxing Rebellion
Rebellions 那个时间，就是义和团运动的时候，他们把整个乐道院全部烧掉。
And so during the Boxing Rebellion, they destroyed this missionary outreach.
然后这些宣教士们重新再开始再建立那个乐道院的工作。
And so the missionaries have now begun to rebuild this.
当更多的现代的这个知识。这个科学的事情在他们中间传播出来。
And now we have many more modern technologies available to us.
人们才明白原来他们做的是这么好的一件事情。
And people come to recognize the good work that they did.
那么在抗日战争的时候
in the war against Japan,
这个乐道院那个地方就成为一个日本人拘禁整个西方人的一个集中营。
This missionary outreach reach was used as a concentration camp for foreigners.
他们三年多的时间，很多宣教士也都被拘禁在里头。
And so the Japanese would use it to put foreigners there.
神很怜悯他们啊。乐道院这一个集中营是全世界的集中营死亡率最低的一个集中营。
And in this concentration camp,there was the lowest mortality rate amongst all the war camps.
在三年多的时间里边，只有不到三十个人死亡。
In roughly 3 years of war, only around 30 deaths occurred there.
他们最多的时候在那里边拘禁过2700多个西方人。
There were up to 2,000 foreigners.
有300多个孩子。
2,000 foreigners and 300 children are constrained, restricted there.
虽然在里边是艰苦的
，even though it was very difficult.
但是还是日子可以过得去。
But they were able to live.
到了美军解放这个集中营的时候
，until the time of the Allied forces bringing peace there.
他们很快就撤离了那个集中营。
They were able to leave the concentration camp.
那当他们走的时候
，and when they left,
留下了很多美好的照片。
They left many beautiful photos.
就是那些。当地的潍坊人
of all of the locals,
成千上万的人
thousands and tens of thousands of people,
来欢送他们
coming to send them off,
就了解了他们在当时做的那个美好的见证
to understand the great work that they did.
那么那个时候的宣教士们
and the missionaries of those days,
他们用他们的生命
They use their life
在见证真理
to testify to the truth
在活出神的荣耀
to live out God's glory
他们哪怕死亡
even if they would die
他们被这些这个义和团的人杀害
even when they were persecuted by these rebels
可是他们还是勇敢地为真理做见证
but they were willing to testify courageously
所以他们被当时的中国人尊重
and so now they were respected.
有些时候我就感觉到他们走的时候真的像王子走一样。
And when they left like princes.
其实他们在那个乐道院里边走的时候都饿得皮包骨头那么瘦了。
But when they actually left, they were like skin and bones because of their condition.
他们 走的是如此之荣耀。
But they left in a state of glory.
可是今天中国的教会
But today the churches in China
却很少被社会那样的尊重
are no longer respected by society.
今天的西方的教会
today the Western churches
也很少被世界那样尊重
are no longer respected by the world.
其中一个很重要的原因
What is the most important reason?
是因为我们没有真正的把我们的生命建基在神的真理上
Because we haven't honestly built our life on the truth of the gospel.
我们热衷于宗教
We think that passion is religion.
我们热衷于我们的宗教行为
We emphasize our religious actions.
可是我们忽略了我们的社会责任
But we forgot our social responsibility.
正如圣经上所说的那些当时的祭司们
Just like the scripture says, the priests of that day.
虽然他们是祭司
Even though they were priests.
可是他们忘记了神的律法
But they forgot the law of God.
我问过很多基督徒
I often ask some Christians
我可以这么说
I can say this
我们信主五年以上的基督徒
To many of the Christians who have believed for more than 5 years
有多少人能够从创世纪到启示录把66卷书按照次序把题目背下来
How many can memorize the 69 books of the Bible
能背下来吗
Can you?
更不用说你把每一卷书里边的内容都说出来
Even to sayIf you know the contents of these books,
我们连福音的最基本的道理我们自己都说不清楚。
Even the most basic fundamentals of the gospel we may not understand.
我们对我们自己不负责任。
We are not responsible to ourselves.
我们对这个时代不负责任。
We are not responsible to the age.
当我们面对这样一个时代的时候
，When we face society today,
当我们说这个时代出了很多问题的时候
，When we say that there are so many things wrong with society,
弟兄姊妹首先要想到一个问题
，First we should consider
这个时代的责任。
The responsibility
首先是在我们这些人的身上
lies in our hands.
上帝拣选我们
God called us.
在彼得前书二章的九节
in the book first Peter chapter 2 verse 9,
说唯有你们是蒙拣选的族类
He says you are a chosen people.
你们是有君尊的祭司
a royal priesthood.
所以你和我都是有君尊的祭司
and so you and I are royal priests.
在谁面前当祭司呢？
Before God,
是在上帝的面前，我们是祭司。
We are priests before God.
所以我们在这个世界上
，and so in the world,
我们知道我们自己的身份是谁。
We know who we are.
我们应当执行谁的命令。
We know whose will we should be living out.
完成谁的托付。
Whose commands we should be following.
所以在这个问题上
，and so in this issue,
今天的教会。在很大的程度上，我们是失职的。
The church of today is a great failure in many ways.
我们没有认真的明白神在我们身上的旨意。
We haven't honestly understood the will of God in us.
我们没有在这个社会上尽到我们当尽到的责任。
We haven't lived out our responsibility to society.
有时候我心里边在想。
Sometimes I think in my heart.
中国现在正在一个危机变革的时代。
China today is in a great status of change.
有谁能够向我们中央政府去把这个圣经的真理讲给那些人听呢
？Who can bring the gospel to the central government of China?
中国人曾经向西方取经。
The Chinese would used to go to the West.
在唐代的时候就向西天取经。
In the Tang Dynasty, they would go to the West to receive their scriptures.
这个共产党也向西方取经。
And the communist government will learn from the West.
可是他们取来的不是真。
But they didn't receive the true gospel.
他们把一些错误的异端的东西拿来了。
They took many other wrong truths.
可是谁把真经给他们呢
？But who can give them the true gospel?
我相信咱们中国人是一个爱好学习的民族。
I believe that the Chinese people are very willing to learn.
这个从孔子的时代，我们就非常注重学习的。
From the time of Confucius, we really emphasize education.
可是我们学的东西。是一些不太重要的东西。
But we learned some not very important things.
而这个最重要的东西，我们没有好好学。
And we ignored the most important thing.
很可惜，我们基督徒也没有看重我们自己的身份。
Sometimes even Christians do not really emphasize our identity.
没有看重我们的责任。
We didn't recognize our responsibility.
从圣经，从客观的真理上，我们可以看到。
From the scriptures and from truth,
基督徒是这个世界上最重要的人。
We can see that Christians are the most important people in the world.
我们常常觉得我们算什么
？We sometimes we think that we are not much.
不是世人把我们看得低下了。
It is not that society has looked down upon us.
是我们自己没有看重我们自己。
But we have looked down upon ourselves.
为什么我们看不重我们自己呢
？Why do we look down upon ourselves?
因为神的真理没有在我们的心里边。
Because God's truth is not in us.
因为我们没有从真理的光中看到世界的可怜。
Because we haven't seen the tragedy of the world through truth.
没有从他们的身上看到我们的责任。
And through their lives, seen our responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，记得。
Brothers and sisters, you should remember.
你是被拣选的族类啊。
That you are a chosen people.
你是有君尊的祭司啊。
You are a royal priesthood.
你有一个使命啊。
You have a mission.
你是要宣扬那救我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德啊。
You are to declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness.
那些苗族的山寨啊。
Those clans in.
他们在唱人类从哪里来啊？
When they sing, where do man come from?
是蝴蝶妈妈生的。
It's from the butterfly mother.
现在今天的这些墨尔本的中国的那些大学里面。
And the Chinese students in university.
Australia 也是一样的。
In Australia.
人从哪里来啊？
Where do man come from?
猴子变来的。
Evolved from primates.
谁把他们告诉他们真理呢？
Who will tell them the truth?
你。
You will.
我
I will.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在神面前来思考这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, let us consider this question.
中国的经济在发展。
The economy is growing in China.
但是如果他们的生命跟不上去。
But if their life is not able to follow.
他们的命运就要像以色列人一样。
Then their destiny will be like
Israel. 因为他们的贫富的悬殊。
Because they are in their last throes.
因为他们富裕了，他们就有更有能力做坏事。
Because when they are powerful, they can do more evil things.
社会腐败堕落。
The society's corruption.
人人贪婪自私。
People's greed.
我就看到每上一层楼的时候。
Every time I go up the elevator,
家家户户的门口都在恭喜发财。
I can see 恭喜发财 on every wall.
当你看到这个标语的时候，你看到什么？
When you see this, what do you think?
你看到全民贪婪。
You can see greed in all of society.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
我们以贪婪为荣耀。
We treat greed as glory.
现在西方人见到中国人也说恭喜发财。
Even Western people know how to say 恭喜发财。
全世界的人都在跟着我们学习贪婪。
Everyone follows us to learn greed.
正像圣经所说的。
Just like the scripture says.
我们以羞辱为荣耀。
We treat shame as glory.
以败坏为上等。
We treat corruption as righteousness.
然后以罪为圣洁。
And treat sin as holiness.
今天中国人没有羞耻。
Today the Chinese people have no shame.
败坏到一个地步，对罪恶完全麻木。
Corrupt to a point where they ignore sin.
问题出在哪里？
What is the problem?
没有光照在他们的生命里。
There's no light to shine in their life.
黑暗不知道自己是黑暗的。
Darkness does not recognize its darkness.
人就是动物嘛。
People are just animals.
动物就是吃喝玩乐。
Animals would just.
所以谁有能力吃喝玩乐，谁就是成功的人士嘛。
Whoever has the most pleasure is the most successful.
所以现在中国的情况就是这样。
And so this is the state of China today.
弟兄姊妹，这种的社会的败坏。
Brothers and sisters, the society, the corruption of this society.
有谁能挽回呢？
Who can turn it around?
如果基督徒不尽上责任，
if Christians do not live up to their responsibility,
我们的民族是没有前途的。
Then the society has no future.
过去中国强盛过，
before China has been powerful,
败得非常悲惨。
And when they fell, it was very tragic.
清朝的时候，银子多得不得了。
During the Qing Dynasty, there was gold everywhere.
可是后来的结局是什么呢？
But what was their
我们不要因为现在我们的经济发达了，我们就骄傲。
Let us not be arrogant because of our economy.
一个真正强大的民族
，a truly powerful society，
是他的生命内部的强大
，is powerful because of the inner life，
而不完全在乎他外在的拥有
，and not the outer possessions。
弟兄姊妹，在这个时代里面
，brothers and sisters in the society today，
让我们知道我们自己是谁
，let us recognize who we are。
让我们一同谦卑在神的面前
，let us be humble before God。
让神的灵感动我们
，let the Holy Spirit lead us。
顺服在他的里面。
That we may be obedient to him.
让他的使命在我们每一个基督徒的身上。
That his mission can live out in our lives.
尽上我们做祭司的职责。
And to live out our responsibility as priests.
我们和我们的民族。
That us and our society.
不要再因无知而灭亡。
Will no longer fall because of ignorance.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
谢谢。